Hi, this is Amy Adler, and welcome back to the Job Search Podcast. Today I want to talk about ghosting in the executive market. It stinks, yet it's provocatively prevalent. Senior-level job seekers know the value that recruiters can bring to a candidate's relationship with a company. So when a recruiter invites you to an interview and then disappears, what does that reveal about the company's values and its brand? Unfortunately, I recently heard from someone I know who experienced this very thing, not once, but twice. The recruiter reached out to her and then bailed on the interview. Well, that one didn't show up, and the second one simply neglected to set up a time, despite an email exchange around exactly that. My first thought was that these companies did not deserve her talent. Then I wondered, is being ghosted twice merely a coincidence? I thought maybe so, until recently it also happened to me. Of course, this was surprising on multiple levels. I'm an executive resume writer with a committed book of business that I love, and I don't usually get inquiries for permanent positions. But now I can say I've witnessed firsthand how exasperating this can be for my executive clients. Sometimes it feels like the entire system is stacked against you, especially when you have decades of work experience at the senior level. Nevertheless, compromising your brand standards in response is not an option. It's crucial to bear in mind that companies striving to cultivate a positive employer brand do not engage in ghosting. Respectful communication should always take precedence in any professional relationship, even if it doesn't culminate in a job offer or new position. To all the job seekers out there, especially those at the executive level or on their way up the ladder, remember your worth. Don't let poor company behavior, including ghosting, shatter your self-assurance. Uphold your standards, and no matter how a company portrays its values to you, you should never compromise your brand.